You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
After this, there is no turning back. Two internet shows coming together for special episodes.
You have to see it for yourselves.
This thing is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business. This is the
Coast to Coast. Connecting the East Coast and the West Coast. Coast to Coast. Canu Chronicles with host Nate, a.k.a. Crash. And America Period with host Matt Sweet Staniszewski.
Do you want to know what it is?
Building the bridge, connecting Gen X all the way to Gen Z. A show about everything and also nothing. Welcome to the joint.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want.
Coast to coast. Welcome to the joint.
This is your chance.
Hey, you're listening, watching The Joint. I'm your host, Nate, a.k.a. Crash, with co-host, Matt Sweets of America Period, episode 3.
Boom.
What up?
You nailed it, man. So what's going on tonight, brother?
It got me all on the stage there. I was like, oh, shit, I'm back in faces. Felt like I had a spit.
Wait, what's the shirt you got going on there?
This is a legendary shirt.
Is that like Pittsburgh or what is that, man?
Nope. Stretch and Bobbito show.
Okay.
Stretch and Bobbito. This is, you know where I got this to?
But you're going to have to tell me about that one because I know nothing about that.
You don't know Stretch and Bobbito? I'll talk. Don't worry. You see it? The dude sleeping?
I do.
Okay. That's all. So, all right. So, story on me getting this shirt was from Gabriel's down in Washington.
All right. Connect the dots.
Yeah, I'm going to continue. So I got it there. I got this shirt there.
Well, I knew you were going to continue, okay. But, you know.
So to any listeners, the viewers, and thank you guys. By the way, start up. Thank you. Like and subscribe. You catch it at America Period. You can catch us on Can You Chronicles and The Joint, specifically podcast. The video stuff is all on our YouTubes. So I just want to start off there. We're going to have description. We have descriptions. You need any contact. It's all going to be in there. So, but thank you for any viewers. Really appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Yes. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Yes, sir. So Gabriel's in Washington, little Washington, as we call it. And we were already, I think, going there just before we even met a little bit. Like I started,
Before you and I met up over in the city.
Somehow, like my mom's, we already were going. I think though, just that word was that, you know what I mean? Like a neighbor probably told her or something like that. Well, you know what I mean? That was
correct. It had a very large reach. Well, it really still does overall. Yeah. Quite frankly, they expanded.
Institution.
Yeah, they are at this point. Correct. And quite frankly, you can find some good deals there.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I found the shirt. I don't think I knew who they were at that time. However, it just caught my eye. I was like, it's dope, you know? And it's crazy I have it all these years. So anyways, Stretch and Bobbito was a call. They were out of NYU. I think it was NYU College Radio back in the 90s. Early, okay. You got to watch a documentary on it, really. And Stretch Armstrong, he's this tall, lanky looking white dude who he would be like He's not a D. He's just some dude or something. Maybe he's a basketball player.
Right.
But he's a DJ. And then Bobbito, also a DJ, I believe. But so both DJs, I believe. Yeah. And they had this college radio show. You know, they're at that age and everything, literally in college. And they broke like so many of the hip hop acts that we like. Biggie came on there. Wu-Tang came through there. A bunch of other, all these mugs, you know, just it was the time. And so it's a very like integral part of hip hop for sure. And so my boy Josh, he'd go through the clothes, he's fashion. So he's going through my stuff and certain things. He'd be like, yeah, I need Rocket. And I got pictures with him. But he's like, yo, I know Stretch or whatever. He's like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to hit him. It's like, I know he knew the publicist or somebody. And he sent it to the, you know, he Stretch saw it. They were, everybody was just like, holy shit. Like they ain't seen this shirt forever or maybe didn't ever see it. I don't know. So that's, this is a, yeah, one of those, definitely a special shirt.
I might have a cassette from Mr. Armstrong, by the way. Well, I don't know yet. Do. Let me double check because I have a ton of cassettes we need to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. That Tony Touch shit blew me away.
Correct. So I mean, like,
get pictures of all that, man, and that will insert that.
Oh, definitely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
you got a hip hop museum there a little bit, bro. Seriously,
both of us. I mean, aside from our experience in the industry, I mean, we've been here for what 25 plus years. I know we looked like two little white guys, but you know, we've seen a few 30, things.
We're in the 30 year range now, pretty much, man.
Which correct.
Same difference. I'm sorry. I get, Oh, we've seen we're actually in our sector from our respective places in context, amongst like other friends too, and other talented friends of ours and so forth. We're definitely we're legit part of the culture, no matter what. Can't take that away.
Oh, I agree.
We didn't, you know, we may not have been on a record and the whatevers, but
yes. Yeah. No, actually, we are on a few records.
I actually have.
You got to take that back.
I got a good flex actually. But
wait, back up. You have a freaking platinum record, at least one of them, and then my experience here working with a new number of artists. We have a few nice experiences here. Which is a nice bridge between, God bless Gen Z, but we need to connect y'all with us, man.
Oh, you were going to, we're going to hit some lives. There's I just go from the, what Tupac quote about spark, just need to spark one mind or something like that. I'm not saying exactly how he did, but. Some about that's all. If I could just do that, you know,
right?
That's a really sharp. Like that's something right there. That's a sharp thought. It's true. So yeah. Anyways, I can't wait. We definitely welcome Gen Z age person on show. You know, artist and otherwise. I that's going to happen. You know, so. We're here to share knowledge, talk some shit.
Well, that's the LA connection right nothing. Here, you know. I'm not too confident with the talent that's coming out of Pittsburgh right now, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen too much.
That's all. Now, usually at this point, it would at least cross my desk. At some point, you know?
I agree. No, I know what you're talking about, man. There's some diamonds out there. Somebody has to.
Oh, yeah, there's diamonds, but like I have not seen like.
I know what you mean, though.
I think part of the problem is obviously, again, social media. You know, we're flooded with so much stuff. We're inundated with so much stuff to where it's difficult to really focus. Correct. It's even like finding a TV show to watch at this point.
So let's go back to Gen
X. Actually, if I may pause for one sec.
Go ahead. Please tell me.
No, go ahead. You first.
So just what you just said, but then go back, you know, we're going to go back to the what we experienced, and this is it. This is our internet. There is no internet and so on and all. So we have beepers. And if you had, if you had a cell phone, and I'm talking the earlier version cell phone before the more, you know, cool, like public shit, you were a doctor or a drug dealer. That's not even like, it's true. The brick shit, you know?
No, you're right.
You feel me? So anyways, I'm saying all that to say, like, so in terms of media, in terms of our music consumption, we'll just go with that. Mm-hmm. Radio. So college radio, mainstream local radio. There wasn't this power structure thing like is existent. So everything's regional in radio terms. However, you did hear other areas, you know, there was the big mainstream, you know, type thing, but you were able to break on those stations and so forth in your region. But so meaning there was plenty of times where New York had something 4 months ahead of us that didn't hit to the mainstream or like us or whatever. And so in all different aspects from the west to the east, like for Pittsburgh, it was like you're kind of in this island, just like I think other parts of the country and respectively other sides of the country.
Pittsburgh has always been kind of treated like the island, correct?
Well, no. Now with our connectivity, though, that's all changed for many years now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then the radio stations like your Whammo, we're Power 106, you have Hot 97. They're part of the same big media. So there's not room to bring up artists in there. They've tried, you know, some. I'm not saying I don't pay attention. I know there is connection to community and so forth and all that. So I don't want to disparage on that. But it's just I'm trying to give a context to what it was at our time. And then so that's radio. Then it was just MTV, BET, VH1. And then that was it. And record stores. That was literally the way to get music. That was it. That's it. Nothing else to say. You want to be excited about a record and go say something about it, you had to find that friend that was into that. And if you didn't, you said it to somebody that's like, just going to sit there and probably say some asshole shit. Or you'll be like, oh, I can't really talk music about this to this guy or my music that I like. Like, I'm bringing that up, too, because think about now. You don't have if you're so into music, you don't have like wherever you're at. Those people ain't fucking with you. You got people on the internet. You got friends all over the place already. Or you just got the whatever, you know what I mean? This is just, I'm like, we're talking Gen X, Gen Z. You want to know? This is what it was to us, you know? You know, do you have anything to add on that?
Oh, I definitely have plenty to add to this.
Tell me what you want to do.
Working in the industry back then, correct. I mean, we did not have the connectivity that we have these days. It's a blessing and also a curse at this point. And again, I go back to the reason being is my opinion. Okay, the people that were working and being very hungry and showing out the talents, Those folks, they worked their ass off and they made it to the top. Nowadays, it's sadly all about clicks, likes, the absolute dumbest thing you can do online. Again, to get more followers and likes. And there's no talent in that. Nate, I texted you the other night. I'm watching, Straight Outta Compton, the movie, and even just back then, just listening to the lyrics. Granted, they were what they're now calling, what was it, reality lyrics, really?
Yeah, there was actually before
gangster. Was that really a term back then?
That was very quick second, I believe. And that was some, I don't know what that came from, but somebody said reality rap. And then it quickly became gangster. I don't know, but I don't know. There's something about that that was interesting. I feel like that's a record label trying to cover the
That's why I'm nice wondering to, because
I feel
again, watching the movie again the other night, and I'm watching it, and I'm like reality rap I don't remember that term. I remember gangster rap, not amongst ours.
That's what I was gonna say. Is like, I mean, even at Ice-T, I don't know. It's like right then at Ice-T, like the New Jack City to NWA, it's all in that same pocket of time. Right away, it was like gangster rap. They're saying gangsta on one of those first albums. I don't know. Like, I don't, amongst friends, like, I never heard, hey, it's reality rap I listen to.
Right. I never heard the term reality rap back then.
I agree.
It was gangster rap. We had hip hop and we had gangster rap, right?
Yeah, there wasn't even, they weren't even, a, it wasn't. Actually, conscious, when they started saying conscious rap, that really came much later. That wasn't, it was just hip hop.
Correct.
So that tells a lot of, things about that thing about the transition and stuff. Yeah, man. So also I was going to add to what you're saying with today and so forth with the culture of talent, they aren't prepared, or they're not set up for some of the, not all of them, of course. This isn't like any of our generations. There's variations, of course. There's all kinds of stuff where you're from. Like, for instance, I'll give an example. I just recently met a 20 something, maybe a after 25, but still young. He could have, but I would maybe get, but from talking I would think 30 something, a little bit like young 30 something, but no, he's in his 20s, from Georgia, but not Georgia here, Georgia, Russia, like, and in talking to him,
okay,
not, he's advanced, I call it, it's like that he's comes the, like that old world is there, or he's not just, he has a moving company. He does moving cuts all across the nation. So like, it's like, that's what I was saying with variables in generations, So we've all met people like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Oh, absolutely. I mean,
so I just want to make that point.
Between you and I, we've had plenty of interactions with so many awesome people in so many walks of life. Right. Right. So,
I mean, think of like for our timeline, we grew up with people that were definitely from like 1910, 15, 20s easily in our younger years. Like, if there's an 80 some year old and we're 15, that means they were fucking 1910s and shit. Turn of the century people.
And Nate, if you really think about it, back then, we did not play the identity politics. We actually were raised not to, you know, look at someone's skin color, their beliefs, their identities whatsoever, or their sexual even preferences. We didn't care because we just looked at the character of the person. And yeah, that was one thing that I absolutely love growing up in the 80s and 90s and being part of Gen X.
All agree.
100%.
Exactly. That's right.
I mean, think about it. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
Okay, I just took from that. It's like, you know, we, in a certain way, we're living what Dr. King was envisioning.
Oh, yes.
Hip hop is definitely an example. Hip hop. United.
Correct.
And rock too. Don't get it twisted. Some rock too, for sure. Definitely. Oh, there's a story with that.
Rock I could this say way, man. That. I mean, come on now.
I want to point out rock music. Other musics too, I want to point out. But rock music has some. I could share that right now, but there's a story on that from a friend's dad who kind of touched on a similar thing. It was very, yeah. So for us particularly, like, we really, that's, you know, that's the truth. Like, we don't have to even say anymore. That's it. Say less. But I was going to get back to with, like I said, this, you know, meeting this young man and seeing the, you know, okay, good. There is a work ethic still out there, you know? Mm-hmm. So getting back to talent and music, you know, the musical part and the artist part, those guys that like ourselves and like our generation and so forth in timeline, and even a little further, you really went and worked on your shit. You didn't go, like, everything's too fast. I see it up front when I see them in the studio. I've seen in the studio. Doesn't mean they didn't make something cool. I see it. It's cool. Yeah, it's got this. But they're doing it too fucking fast.
You're talking about current, correct?
Current artists.
Yep.
Because of the tech.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah. So the technology is part of that, but it's not, I don't blame technology. It's the approach to making a fucking real ass banger, a real time lasting ass song. And then beyond that, then if you do that work, your shit'll get easier to go push that shit. But then when you go out and push it, you got to be really about it. Don't be impatient. It's not going to happen right now. You might just not have a look. Something like whatever's not getting across. You got to figure out your fucking path. And that may take you 10, 20 to, it might take some motherfucking years. Are you that dedicated or not? Like, if I'm going to give that real talk. I don't play when I talk to my art. I mean, you know, I've thought if that's needed, I'll say that. So someday I see it's doing it. I don't need to say that. But
I mean, that's obvious.
Needs to be said to these cats.
Anyone who is hungry, they're going to work for it. You and I both know this.
They're going to shut me up. I'm like, oh, got you. For instance, shout out my girl, homegirl, not like Luna Gray. Fucking dope. Look her up.
She is badass, she's that girl. Man. Yep.
And
she's a hard worker.
And she's the shit. Yeah.
No, much props to her. Like,
no, sorry. Yeah. Got to give those flowers as needed when it's
what
when
are you
it's
doing,
there.
Man?
It's
like
there.
Pulling her up online at the same time. I mean,
no, my hands are right here. I was grabbing.
Okay. That was a little TMI. Or maybe not. Well, maybe a good disclosure at least. I don't know, but
no.
Hey, wait, you're only down to one cigarette.
Oh, I smoked a bunch of weed. Here, I just got fresh stuff.
I wasn't
stuff.
Even I paying attention. I mean, like.
Well, I didn't smoke much right now. I don't need much. This stuff is just, woo.
That Los Angeles, California. What is that one?
This one's grown right down the. This is, I'm going to call it. My name is going to be 18th Street Special, even though it's not 18, but you know. If you know, you know.
This is Lord.
Called Peppermint Push Pop. It's an indica. So I need a refill of that.
So,
and I got a joint for a penny today. A sativa joint.
Wait, back also up. Grown in the- back up.
Mm. Mm.
So, okay, talk to me about that one.
Okay.
And the reason I'm asking this is because, really? A joint? A penny?
Yeah, she just said at the end, she goes, hey, we have a special. It's a house joint for a penny. And I'm like, yeah, put that on the order. I got a whole quarter for 35. It's grown right there. It's on site. Like a lot of these places are out here.
Mhm. And Nathan, I would assume that's
how we roll.
That's a good price for said product, correct?
Oh, very good for a quarter. Oh my God! There's somebody out there that is mad right now. They spent like.
Stay tuned for the next part of this episode.